Now, it's been almost 3 years since the review into the care of patients at North Kerry CAMHS was first announced, and the HSE still can't say when it will be published. The Minister for State Department of Health, with responsibility for mental health, Mary Butler, said recently she was closely monitoring developments on the services in North Kerry, including the timeline, but it remains that there's no indication of when that will be published and what will happen from there. Davin Godfrey is someone who's been affected by the CAMHS situation in Kerry. He's been campaigning in relation to it. I spoke to him and I first of all asked him about the news, the reality that it would not be published before the end of the year.
First, Harry, thanks for having me on the show to discuss this very important topic yet again. I had hoped that I would be discussing the contents of a report with you by the end of 2025, and for obvious reasons that isn't the case. The HSE have been undertaking this look-back review into North Kerry CAMHS now since January of 2023, when this was first commissioned off the back of the sample audit. Various timeframes have been proposed as regards to the publication of this report, and all timeframes that have been put forward by the HSE have not been met. The most recent was that the Department of Health were due to receive the report in August of this year. That didn't materialise, and I have every suspicion at the time that the report would not be published in 2025. And here we are in December 2025, no report.
And Davin, like, that's a very frustrating thing for you and for other families and for anyone looking to examine what happened, why it happened, steps need to be taken to remove things. It's all happening in parallel as well to the compensation question, which is still out there. So a lot of frustration, I'd imagine.
Understandably, people are outraged, Jerry. I have people contacting me on a almost daily basis, certainly on a daily basis over the last number of weeks, about the status of the publication of the report. The delays, they're totally unacceptable. You know, it's going to be 3 years in January since this report was commissioned. You know, the question of compensation is one that's on everybody's mind who was affected. Various people, young people and their families that have been affected have been faced with the daunting task of issuing High Court medical negligence proceedings against the HSE. Many of those people, I included, have done so. As we are ineligible for the compensation scheme that was set up in the aftermath of the publication of the masculine South Kerry CAMHS, you know, the Department of Health have indicated that the issue of compensation will be addressed when the North Kerry report is published. But we're at a total loss as to when that may be.
Yeah, and like the HSE have said in their recent statement, that is that they sincerely regret this review process has taken longer than we initially hoped. We apologise to the young people involved and their families. Each file has received a thorough review with a high level of expert input. It was important that both we, the HSE South West, and Dr. Halpin's review team were assured of that robustness. It's not possible to provide a publication date at present. However, we're determined to have a final report that's comprehensive and informed. So that's what they're saying. It's taking time, longer than we thought, but still, I suppose, no clear date, no time frame. I suppose they can't give a time frame either, Davin, because they've missed every kind of deadline up to now.
They have indeed missed every time frame up to now. And obviously, this retrospective review of patient records requires expert input, which it has, and it requires diligence, and it should not be rushed. And I had, you know, at the outset of this, thought that 12 months would have been an adequate time period from starting the initial preparations to the report right through to reviewing the files, preparing a report and publishing the report. I had hoped that the report would be published in January of 2024, as if the review was due to conclude in December of 2023. And, you know, we're going into January now of 2026, and there's still no sight of it. And the HSE, according to their recent statement to you, Jerry, have indicated that they cannot give any definitive timeline as to when they propose publishing this report. We know at this time that all patient files have been reviewed, and each individual case has been advised of what the review team found in their care, and where necessary, open disclosure meetings have taken place. You know, that's common knowledge. That's not an issue. The issue here is where this report is and when it will be published. It's in draft form. That's known. You know, Dr. Clett Alpin, the consultant psychiatrist leading the review, has, you know, drafted a report right now, as I understand it. The recommendations that will arise in the final report have been addressed as our publication, but the HSE are not giving any information on what the next steps will be when they propose publishing the report, and they're leaving families and affected people totally in the dark, which is absolutely unacceptable from high up in London.
Yeah, those recommendations obviously would need to be seen and assessed and then maybe obviously implemented if they're going to improve the system. But what we say, the HSE have said, look, when they've met families, they've had open disclosure meetings where they've informed them what's happened in their cases, that at least that much is happening here.
You know, things have progressed. I mean, when this started, there was, you know, just a review commissioned. Now things have progressed to a very large extent. Recommendations in a report, I mean, it's entirely a matter for the clinical lead in the HSE to decide on what those recommendations are. It's abundantly clear to me, to others, particularly to political representatives and to legal representatives, that a broader review of all files must be undertaken, and that must be included as part of any recommendations into each and every case, right through to when the clinician at the centre of this review commenced their duties.
Devin, what would you say to someone who's concerned then that how long would that take? If this is taking 3 years, if you're to widen it out, would the review continue indefinitely?
Well, first of all, this shouldn't take 3 years for 322 files. That's the first thing to say. I agree, it is a valid argument. How long would a 20-plus year comprehensive look-back review take? I'm not an expert on it, but I do know it would take a considerable amount of time and a considerable amount of work would have to be put into it. There's no doubt about that. Again, the HSE have a duty of care to every patient right across the board. And where it is clear that there are issues in regards to the deficiencies in care that patients received as far back, in my case, 2010, and certainly far back further, the HSE have a duty to address those concerns, and they're not doing it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a dereliction of duty by the HSE that they're refusing at this point in time to go back further, and they're not providing any clarity on what their intentions are from this point on as regards to going back further. Again, the issue of compensation. So Kerry CAMHS is unique in the sense that when that report was published on the 26th of January 2022, the Department of Health, State Claims Agency, and the HSE worked to set up a redress scheme which would deal with the issue of compensation outside of the adversary litigation process of courts. That scheme commenced in April 2022, only months on from the initial publication of the Masculine Review. Where we are now is we are 3 years on, nearly, from when this report in North Kerry was first published. And this compensation scheme would be the ideal forum to adequately compensate affected service users without the need for an adversarial litigation process. But unfortunately, we're in a state of limbo. And since this report was first commissioned in January 23, there has been a slew of High Court proceedings issued against the HSE from North Kerry alone, where these families have had no contact whatsoever with South Kerry, and the crux of their case is centred on North Kerry.
Yeah, and that all adds to time, adds to expense, and takes up court time, and all could have been hopefully avoided. Final point for you, Davin, on it. Would you have any confidence, or, you know, given the focus that's on this, the review is taking place, that there's a political will now to improve things, that more funding is put towards CAMHS? I know there's difficulty, like in other areas of the health service, with recruitment and retention of the adequate number of staff and top clinicians, but that at least the focus is on it now and things will improve.
I've been engaging directly with the Minister for State Responsibility for Mental Health, Mary Butler, TD, who I've had the pleasure of meeting on a number of occasions, and also the outgoing CEO of the HSE, Mr. Bernard Gloucester, and other senior personnel in the HSE. I'm advised from all angles that service improvement is the number one priority. But actions speak a lot louder than words, Jerry. I mean, I think the first concern here from a political perspective and also from a top-level management perspective, the HSE, is that this look-back report needs to be published and then the issue of compensation be looked at and also the issue of further review back to the very outset of the service needs to be looked at. They're the two top priorities. Then you can get into, you know, the nitty-gritty detail of what went wrong and how to rectify it. This report will make a series of recommendations, and those recommendations will have to be considered and implemented. And that's going to take time, and it's going to take a long time. But, you know, the priority should be, from a political perspective, is the publication of the report. And I have been speaking to Minister Mary Butler recently, and according to correspondence I've received, her office and her department have not yet had sight of this report. So the HSE are, you know, they're going around in circles here and they're dragging their feet, and they're not even sending this report to the department. So it can't even be considered by the minister, can't even be considered at cabinet, can't even be considered by the Attorney General at this point in time. What are my hopes, Jerry? My hopes are come January this report will be published. But I've been saying that now for almost 3 years, and I don't hold out any things are going to improve anytime soon.
Okay, Davin, look, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme.
Thanks, Jerry.
There you go. That is Davin Godfrey there talking about his disappointment that that report hasn't been published. I suppose we hope for the new year. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.